They had a lot of rock in there, didn't they?
I'm surprised it wasn't all sand.
Well, I guess.
Well, that's part of Florida, it is.
Yeah, well, all the parts I think I've ever seen was. But, I sure didn't ever think, I mean, I should have known that they had, with the weather they had like that, that they'd be growing a lot of.
Yeah, this is right on the upper end of the Keys.
Yeah.
That homestead it starts, and then that's a great big place out there.
Really. Well, what was the temperature down there while you
I think it's about 80 when we left.
Man, that's nice. And then come right back into something like this.
Yeah.
Well, it could have been a lot worse the way they were predicting the stuff the other morning. I thought that we were really going to be in for it. I expected all the lines to come down. And
ours did.
Did your power go off?
Sure did. It stayed off hour and a half.
But it got kind of chilly, didn't it?
Sure did. It began, well, I tell you, see, we had the house good and warm, and we never got cold at all, but you could tell the room was chilling up in an hour and a half.
Well, I didn't know the power went off at all.
Well, I think it was just about two lines right here it went off, over here at the schoolhouse and then the old truck side office over there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it just a limb fell across
the road.
Right
there,
there's off from 4 o'clock till 10 at night.
Oh, boy.
Some of them come and got them. You know what I done decided? I'm going to get me a kerosene heater.
That is good. Good idea.
Then I can just have it out there in the utility room and set it right there.
That's right, because you can't turn the stove on to warm the house. You can't. There's no way in the world.
That's right. That all electric's fine as long as it's electric.
Right. I thought about that. My brother lives here in Florence, and he's goes to school up at the college. And he works as a night watchman. Mm-hmm. And I called his wife the other night. They have all electric in their house. And he was gone to work, and she was home by herself. And they have a fireplace. And I asked her if she had any firewood. She said no. So I went out there and cut her some firewood.
Mm-hmm.
I figured, man, when you got all electric and the power goes off, you're in trouble then.
That's right.
Well, I guess you could set a little kerosene heater just right in the kitchen there somewhere. And you couldn't put it on your rugs, could you?
No, it'd be dangerous on the rugs. But
we could get
it'd be right there.
Put under it.
That's right. You could get one of those asbestos board things. Didn't used to have those problems when we heated our houses with those old warm morning heaters.
Mm-hmm.
The house I was brought up in had just an old coal stove in each room and kerosene lamps and everything. We never had to worry about the power going off.
Didn't have no chimney.
We had just the stove pipes. Mm-hmm. But we had...
You know, I got stunned about since that juice went off. I might have me a chimney bit right here.
You know, you could do it.
On the outside and have a fireplace right here.
You could sure do it.
Sure could.
Or you could just have a stove pipe. Put in there and then get one of these little fireplaces that Sears makes that kind of sits away from the wall a little bit.
That'd be a good way to do a little stove.
Sure would be. Just run it into a flue there.
Sure would.
Because I guess at least once every winter the power goes off up there.
I guess so.
Because we
I hope this is done past.
We had some pretty bad storms. I was coming back from Tuscumbia last night. I was over there at the radio station making a dog food commercial with a friend of mine. And old Jack Voorhees, it's WWVNA, makes commercials for some dog food. He needed a banjo player, so I went over and played some banjo for him. I was coming back and all of a sudden the whole sky just kind of lit up, and I turned on the radio right quick and they said that the power station out at the Ford plant had just gone haywire. They were just shooting stuff everywhere. I guess it was just too much strain on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me see if I can read this and just get to some of these questions. I sure do appreciate this. I don't want to